Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. An Owatonna woman charged with first-degree arson in connection with a fire near Fox Lake in Forest Township once again failed to appear in court. A settlement conference was set for last Friday. 33-year-old Jennifer Dawn Ohm, also known as Jennifer Marks, is accused of setting a fire in August of 2016, where family thought two people were trapped. Gratefully, no one was, but the parents didn't know that. Ohm allegedly started the fire to get back at her boyfriend, their adult son, and to kill his dog. The body of the dog, Kane, was found in a locked closet. The adult son was staying elsewhere. A warrant has been issued while the court has set a jury trial for December 10th. This is the fourth time she's failed to appear. The City of Dundas has been a stickler for following the rules as one of the three entities in the Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Services joint powers. The Dundas Council last week approved three resolutions to take to the Joint Powers Board meeting this month, including one to clarify the duties of the NAFRS coordinator, a position recently awarded to Sean Simonson, a City of Northfield employee and fire captain, at $50 an hour for 10 hours a week. The sticking point, according to the resolution, seems to be that there are no documents or board action that assigns any administrative duties. Another resolution asks for clarification on the payment of claims, specifically those paid without board approval. And finally, the clarification as to who can cancel Joint Powers Board meetings. The NAFRS Joint Powers Board includes Northfield, Dundas, and Rural, which make up seven surrounding townships. They are a public entity whose meetings are open to the public. The Northfield School Board is working on a new contract for a school resource officer with the Northfield Police Department. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman commented,
"We've had a great partnership with the City of Northfield for decades. In fact, Chief Nelson himself was the school resource officer at one time."
The school district pays for half the salary of the officer. They're looking at renewing the contract for another 3 years. Officer Bart Weiss is the SRO. He teaches the DARE classes, supports the staff daily in things such as custody issues and more. Weiss has developed a great relationship with the students. The board plans to approve a new contract at their December 10th meeting. And Northfield's Winter Walk Snowflake Ornament Hunt began today. The first clue is on KYMNradio.net. A new clue will be aired each morning at 8 o'clock up to Thursday morning or until the ornament's found. Whoever finds the metal ornament will receive $500 in chamber bucks. It's the 20th anniversary of Winter Walk this Thursday night, and the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce is celebrating in a big way by replacing those paper luminaries. President Todd Bornhauser.
So the Chamber this year has made a substantial investment, over $4,000, in purchasing reusable plastic luminaries that we can use year after year after year.
And they look fabulous. There will be over 1,200 lights. The Chamber's bringing back a parade, which will start at Family Fair and go to Bridge Square for the tree lighting at 5 p.m. All are welcome to be a part of it. Wearing lights is encouraged. Festivities are scheduled through 9 p.m. when, new this year, fireworks will go off at Ames Park. Be sure to check out the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce website for a list of all the events, including wagon rides, where Santa will be, the model trains, and much more. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.